Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coffee in the Word. I'm Sherry Poundstone, your host. And this morning I'm going to be talking about Lesson 4 from Becoming a Woman of Character. We're going to be talking about kindness, and this is such an important lesson that I really hope that if you're in the position to take notes, you can. If you have your book, you can follow along. I just believe that the Lord really has something to say in this particular lesson. Before we get going, I just want to remind you that you can get the book, Becoming a Woman of Character, on Amazon.com. It is a 12-lesson Bible study that I released last summer. And one of the things that's so important about this is we're having groups all over the country. We have had fall groups, home study groups that are going over this Bible study in the UK, in Canada, and in many states here. We're just excited about that. But here's the cool thing. We're going to start all over in January. So if you did not get to lead a group, be in a group, or even just go through the study on your own, you can get the book. Start in January, mid-January, and you can follow along with us on our Facebook group. So it's really easy to get going. Get a hold of the book. Contact us on Facebook at Focus International and just say, hey, I want to be part of the Facebook group, the study group. You can email info@focuswomen.org and we will get you the information. So what's happening is we're able to connect with each other no matter what our location is about this Bible study, discuss and ask questions, and it's just been amazing what God is doing. So you don't have to have a lot of women to lead the group. It can be you and a friend over coffee. It can be you and 10 other women, whatever works for you, whatever you want to do. And leading is very easy in this study because there's a leader's guide, and it's really just everybody reading the lesson and discussing. So it's really awesome. Please contact us again at Focus International on Facebook or info@focuswomen.org, and we will get you the information. I just want to welcome you. If you are a new listener to Coffee in the Word, thank you for joining us. And also, if you've been with me for a long time, you don't know how much you mean to me, listeners. So I just want to pray and get going. Lord, I ask this morning that you would customize this message on kindness, and that as we study our character and the character of you and how to move up into your character, how to reflect your character, Lord, that you would be with us and show us truth. Customize the message to every person listening in Jesus' name. Well, how important is kindness? You know, it's lesson 4 in my book and in the Bible study because it's very important. This fascinates me, but there was a recent study of 37 different cultures around the world, so this is not just the U.S., and there were 16,000 subjects interviewed, and they were asked, what is your most desired trait in a mate? And both men and women answered, number one was kindness. I believe that this shows something that maybe we don't talk about or think about, and that's that if we could have anything from another person, we would ask for kindness. Because kindness is gentleness. Kindness is looking out for each other and helping when we can. So as women of character, we really need to develop the desire to be kind because sometimes, again, it's a character trait that is critical in reflecting Christ, and it's not always something that we are trained up in, or maybe is our natural bent. And I think most people would say that kindness is going out of their way to help someone, and that's absolutely true, but there's so much more. The dictionary might define kindness as the quality of being warm-hearted and considerate, humane and sympathetic, and that's great. But again, as Christ following women, I believe there is just so much more. Paul's definition of the fruit of the Spirit lists kindness as the fifth fruit. So I think it's a natural progression of the fruits. That's my opinion in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I think there's a progression there. If we're operating in love, if we have the fruit in our lives of joy and peace and patience, kindness comes out of that. So I do believe that Paul's definition of the fruit of the Spirit is really showing us a progression. Now, sometimes kindness needs to be learned. It's just a fact. In our society, violence and other influence in the media can really cause us to become desensitized toward the needs of others and toward their feelings. Children need to be taught what it means to be kind and how to act that out. And we need to pray for them, pray for our children and our teens and those we're training up, to have a desire to be kind to others. Some people believe that to display kindness is to appear weak. But you know, it is the exact opposite. To be kind takes courage. Displaying kindness toward another person does require discipline and a determination to take the focus off of ourselves. And again, and I think in our culture, that sometimes is not an easy thing. Now, Paul warns of an end-time world without kindness in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I would like to read from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. I think it's very critical for us to hear. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving, and they will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. That certainly describes not being kind, doesn't it? So where do we start with this character trait and developing it and increasing our desire and our awareness of being kind? Well, we start with a soft heart. You know, we need to keep our hearts soft and tender toward others and allow ourselves to feel compassion. And sometimes that's difficult for those of us who've been hurt in the past, or maybe you're in offense right now. But it is fruit of the Spirit, and it is important to focus on it. So ask Jesus to help you with a tender attitude, a soft, pliable heart toward others, no matter what has happened or come against you. We don't have to have a hard heart. We need to forgive, and I have a great teaching on offense and forgiveness, but right now I want you to know that if we do not do those things, then our heart begins to harden one layer at a time, and pretty soon there's a crust so hard it's difficult to break through. We need to look for opportunities to be kind. We need to watch for people and situations the Lord would place in our path that could use a word of kindness. Let's purpose to be aware. Purpose to be alert to situations and the needs of others. And then we need to take action. In other words, if we're praying, Lord, help me keep a soft heart, help me look for opportunities, I want to see those opportunities, then we need to take action. But we need to decide to take action as soon as we see the need, if at all possible. Because if we hesitate or we think, I'll do it later, the opportunity may vanish or we might forget. Let's just face it, we're busy and things can slip from our mind. So taking action can often include some kind of self-sacrifice on our part. You know, this is often a sacrifice of our time, maybe altering our own schedule to fit something in. Taking action may simply be speaking encouragement to someone. It might be giving them hope and showing that they're not alone. It might be doing a task for them. We don't know what it's going to be. But when we pray for God to give us the opportunity or to show us the opportunities, highlight those to us, we have to be ready to take action. In 1 John 3:18, it says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." In other words, we need to live this out. And always on Coffee and the Word, you know, for 6.5 years, this has been a 15-minute program that through biblical principles and scripture, we teach how to walk out God's word. I believe it's so important. And 1 John tells us, let's show truth by our actions. Let's not just talk about it. In Matthew 6:1-4, it says this, "Watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you." I believe we need to be careful that our acts of kindness are not motivated by pride or wanting attention. Now, I know that most of us are sitting there thinking, no, that would never be me. But, you know, it can happen to us. We can slip into that. So what if every act of kindness we ever displayed was kept quiet and no one knew? Would we still be as motivated to act? This is a question to ask ourselves, because genuine kindness is lending a helping hand when you expect nothing in return. So that is a question, you know, for us today. If every act of kindness that I do or you do was never noticed, was never talked about, would we still do it? Now, there are many biblical examples of kindness, and I'm going to cite a few areas that you can do further study. Of course, Jesus practiced kindness, and it was radical for his day and the time he lived in. And, of course, he had great concern and kindness toward all people, men, women, children, Jew, and Gentile. there are some areas of the Bible or some sections. There's kindnesses all through the Bible, but I wanted to point out, if you want to do some further study, you can study the Samaritan in Luke 10, Barnabas in Acts 4, Dorcas in Acts 9, the Proverbs 31 woman in Proverbs 31, verse 20. So I believe that what we need to do in this area, besides those little points that I gave you for starting areas, is really dig down, go deeper with the Lord in your study and in your prayer time and your devotional time, and ask Him to show you areas that maybe you can display kindness. And actually, I think it's important that we ask Him to maybe bring up areas that we're not showing kindness. We might not even realize sometimes that our words are unkind, our tone of voice can be unkind, maybe ignoring something can really appear unkind to someone. So I think that's important. I want to read Proverbs 19:22. What is desirable in a man is his kindness, and it is better to be a poor man than a liar. Okay, so the desire to be kind. Remember, let's go back to the very beginning of this teaching, that survey of 16,000 different people who said, number one, both men and women said, number one, I desire kindness in my partner. Think about how you can increase that kindness to your husband or your wife, if you're listening, guys, and also if you to your children, to your neighbors, to your school, to your workplace. Just ask Him to show you, what does kindness look like in my life right now, and how can I increase that? Well, if you have your book, there are some questions for discussion in the Live It Out section. There are some prayer points and some further study. So there are many scriptures to dig deeper into the subject. So I'm going to encourage you, as I always say, Coffee in the Word Radio is your jumping off point. In other words, all I'm doing, or my intention anyway, is to get you started thinking about this subject and to dig deeper in the Word, to go deeper with the Lord, to seek His face, seek His hand and guide in guidance. So ask God to place kindness and mercy in your heart. Take a closer look at those who you may not have treated kindly, maybe somebody who's mistreated you. And ask God to give you a merciful heart and a kind attitude toward those people. Well, I am at the end of my time. I will talk with you next week, and we will be doing Lesson 5 from Becoming a Woman of Character. We'll be talking about forgiveness. God bless you, and I'll talk to you next week.